Kazakhstan's religion law moves to the president. Missionaries are spared in Nigeria's election violence. And an evangelism team uses marketing to open ministry doors in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Just after Kazakh officials vowed to cooperate with the international community on a controversial draft law on freedom of belief, the Kazakh lower house of parliament passed the bill. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says the next move is difficult to guess.
The president of Kazakhstan was quoted earlier as saying that he was uncomfortable with the idea of missionaries in Kazakhstan. He basically said we really don't need missionaries in Kazakhstan. But again, considering that Kazakhstan is part of this international organization that expects adherence to international standards, we really don't know what tack he'll take.
Griffith urges prayer for wisdom.
Pray that it would be vetoed, because we want for churches to be able to continue to proclaim the gospel and worship as they choose. Pray that the churches would not be discouraged in the face of these challenges. I mean, these types of challenges often provide a window for the church to shine.
The law could adversely affect Slavic Gospel's work. Pray that their teams will be able to plan long-term as they see a closing door to evangelistic work. Next, more than 400 people are dead and 7,000 displaced by Muslim, non-Muslim violence in Jos, Nigeria. It broke out as mobs protested what they said were rigged local election results. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Nigeria Country Director John Orkar says he was directly affected.
Rioters came, they burned down the church that share a fence with me, and then they attacked my house, my compound. But fortunately, there were enough people to fight them back, and then the security people came.
Soldiers are now patrolling the streets. Orkar says no missionaries were harmed in the violence. CRWRC is now providing relief to both Muslims and non-Muslims with the hope of sharing the gospel.
The fact that it is still the Christians who are involved in relief, and no discrimination, that will go a long way in speaking to them.
We have a link to the CRWRC at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Serving in Mission Philippines has a new logo that will help their outreach appeal to more ethnic minorities. Graphics in the new logo signify the light of Christ's resurrection, representing SIM's mission to be a light in the darkness. Non-believers might only see graphics that appeal to them. Workers hope that the new logo, containing only graphics and the ministry's initials, will allow them to share the gospel in a non-threatening way. Pray for the outreach of this ministry. Meanwhile, some children in Haiti will be celebrating Christmas in a new way this year as they attend a For Haiti with Love Christmas party. Eva DeHart says the party will host about 500 to 600 children, providing them with food, cookies, coloring books, and toys.
This is just something a little new for them, but we like to give them something that they want instead of something that they absolutely need for a change, and also to make sure that they have enough food to fill their bellies and to take some home to people who didn't come.
Although there won't be a sermon at the event, coloring books contain the whole nativity story, and the love of Christ will be present in action. To maintain this work, For Haiti with Love is in need of funding to send cargo and buy burn cream.
If we just get a lot of people sending a little bit, it all goes together to make a real difference down there.
If you can help For Haiti with Love reach Haiti with Christ's love, visit our website. And a mission team from Texas will be returning to Mexico to distribute Spanish New Testaments provided by the World Bible Translation Center. WBTC provides an easy-to-read version of the Bible to those seeking to read God's Word in their own language. The team distributed this version to prisoners last summer, and they'll deliver the gospel to new believers and orphans on this trip. Ask God to bless the efforts of this team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available a music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas time. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.